The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for October is the Bible Answer Man featuring Hank Hanegraaff. Heard weekday afternoons at 3 p.m., the Bible Answer Man has been on KCIS for many years. First with Walter Martin as host and then Hank Hanegraaff in the early 90s. Hank Hanegraaff is also the president of the Christian Research Institute, dealing with non-Christian cults and aberrant theology. The program deals with Bible questions and answers from listeners, also challenging and informative podcast interviews from Hank, all defending the biblical Christian worldview. Recently, Hank was discussing with a listener his questions about Jehovah's Witnesses and what he should do with those who visit him from the Watchtower Society.
We'll go right to our phone callers. First up is Kenny, listening in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Kenny.
How you doing, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question. Will Jehovah's Witnesses be judged, and will they go to heaven? Or will it by their faith?
Well, I can't speak for all Jehovah's Witnesses. What I can say is that the doctrine of the Watchtower organization is decidedly unbiblical. It is decidedly anti-Christ. And as a result of that, to those who adhere to it, they are trapped in a web of deceit and unbiblical thinking. In fact, the Jesus of the Watchtower organization is clearly not the Jesus of the Bible. And this is one of the reasons that we call the witnesses a mission field on our own doorstep. They are doing for a lie what most Christians are not willing to do for the truth, and so they show up on our doorstep, and we have an opportunity to use the deviations of the Watchtower Society as springboards or opportunities to share the truth, the life, the love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. I was just talking to one of the friends of our ministry who was working on the grounds of the Christian Research Institute earlier today, and he was talking about a Jehovah's Witness that came to visit him and talking about his witness to that Jehovah's Witness. And this is precisely why we're saying that people ought to be equipped, always ready to give an answer or a reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect.
Because I have a best friend, she's a Jehovah's Witness. And I try to preach so much that you just can't get through to them.
Well, you know, you think you can't get through to them, but sometimes you do. And what I mean by that, Kenny, is I've used this illustration in the Bible Answer Man broadcast of a Jehovah's Witness that I thought was completely unreachable. I spoke with this JW a number of different times, and I thought no one can ever break through this barrier. How wrong I was. A few years later, I was speaking in a church, and the Jehovah's Witness, or the former Jehovah's Witness, came up to me and said, "Hi, I'm so-and-so," and I remembered him immediately, and he said, "I am now a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I am teaching classes in this church, teaching Christians how to witness to the witnesses." So, you know, you may be planting a seed, someone else may come along years from now and water the seed, and God will give the increase. So this is the whole point. All we can do is communicate truth. We can't change hearts. That's the province of the Holy Spirit. So the real issue for all of us is simply to be equipped, always ready to give an answer.
That's right. I want to thank you for taking my question, and have a blessed day, and I'll continue to listen to you.
Hey, thanks, Kenny.
Have a blessed day.
You too, Kenny.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for September is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. Here at weekday afternoons at 3, exclusively on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.